See the replay yet?
A few times.
Any final thoughts before moving on to Denver?
No final thoughts. My mom thought it was a penalty.
Talk to the league.
No more thoughts. We're moving on to Denver.
You said this morning on the radio that you expected to see Wes out there on Sunday. What made you so sure?
Well, he's a tough guy. So he's, you know, he played through everything. And, you know, it was a big game for both teams. So you got to expect their best players. And, you know, I'm sure all those guys will be ready to go.
Is it going to be odd to replace at least his production? You look at between Danny and Julian Edelman, about 81 catches between them. You know, the slot has remained somewhat productive even without one of the greatest slots ever.
Yeah, and Julian's had some production outside. You know, Danny's had good production when he's been in there. So, you know, we're trying to spread it around to find different guys, and typically who's ever open gets it. So I think that spot has always been big in our offense. The tight end spot's always been a productive spot. But, yeah, I mean, I think we overall can all do a better job. You know, we're going to need to going forward in this week especially. And all those spots, the slot spot, the tailback spot. And this is a team where, you know, we know we're going to have to score some points.
Would I be oversimplifying if I said that Wes's production has been completely replaced, even though he's not here, by the numbers that are there? Would that be unfair?
I haven't really thought about it. You know, I haven't put too much into that or, you know, evaluated that spot. I'd say this, our offense right now is very different than it's ever been in the past. So, you know, everything that we do has a different feel to it. And we've had so many new players, like every team, you know, has new players, but we got a lot of new players, got different schemes. You know, we're trying to find different things that work. I mean, we really, for the first time last week, we basically had guys healthy. So we don't even really know what we're good at this point. We're trying to figure out, you know, we only scored 20 points. So whatever we did couldn't have been that good. So we're going to try to find ways to score more points than that this week.
I know in the NFL, guys, but is it going to be weird to see a guy who was essentially your guy for a good chunk of time and your go-to guy on the other sideline playing for the other team?
Like you said, it's part of what happens, and we knew it was this day would come at some point based on when he went there. So, you know, you always follow the guys that you know in the league, and you see how they're doing. He's having a great year, so I would expect nothing less.
Tom, looking at your club accomplished in 2007 offensively, watching what Manning and the Broncos, the pace that they're setting, do you have kind of a unique appreciation for what they are doing this season?
Yeah, I think a lot of that, you know, when you're going through it, you don't realize how good it is until you really step back and reflect on it. And that was, I know, a great year for us. And you watch what these guys are doing. They are better numbers than we had. So it's incredible to score points like that. You know, they got a lot of guys that can make plays with the ball. They everybody contributes. That's what good offenses do. The backs contribute. The tight end contributes. The receivers contribute. They're all scoring touchdowns. So it's not like you can just go in and stop one guy. So, you know, our defense has its work cut out for us. And offensively, we know we have to go out and score a lot of points. We can't have a lot of three and outs. And certainly turnovers give them extra possessions to score, because the teams that have done that have really gotten blown out. So you turn it over and give them extra possessions, you're going to have a, you know, very hard time winning.
Tom, guys who've played here, you know, over the course of your career have said that during Indianapolis week in the past, it was just different around the building. Easy to get guys' attention. Everybody was tuned in, locked in. With Peyton going from Indy to Denver, is that just transferred right over?
Our guys are pretty locked in all the time. I mean, there's not too many weeks. That's a thing Coach Belichick always does a great job of, is, you know, he's pretty relentless. I mean, he never takes it easy on the guys and says, all right, you know, this week's, you know, kind of an easier week for us, or, you know, it's a relatively unimportant game, or, I mean, everything is always, we got to put our max into it. We got to get our best out of everybody. And, you know, when you play a team that's 9-1, you realize there's not much margin of error. So you can't go out and play a very average game and expect to win. I mean, these guys have played well all year. They have consistent, dependable players that have all done a great job for them. So, and we're going to have to try to match that.
I guess what the guys were saying was that the coaches didn't have to do much motivationally to push any buttons with anyone during Indianapolis weeks in the past. And does it feel that way? Like, there's no one needs to be told, you know, no one needs Belichick stepping on anybody's throws to get them going this week.
Well, I think we realize that the caliber of team that we're playing. So they're 9-1. They're playing really well. They do a lot of good things offensively. They got some explosive, dynamic players defensively. They got 13 or 14 interceptions, something like that. So I mean, they got. The kick returners are all you watch them return kicks, and they got a great field goal kicker. So this team's one of the best teams in the league. They're one of the best teams in the league last year. They're one of the best teams in the league this year. And, it's going to be a good game.
On a personal level, is this more special for you because it is Peyton?
I mean, I don't have to play against them. I think that's the thing. It's more of the defense that plays against them. You realize when you play a good team, another good quarterback, that you're going to have to score a lot of points. And we try to score points anyway, but this is just it's a very good football team and led by a great quarterback, one of the best of all time. So I'm excited to see how we do. I mean, it's early in the week, so go ahead.
You mentioned finally having everyone healthy on your side of the ball. How has Shane Green developed into that third down back role? I think three of the five third down conversions went to him on Monday night.
Well, he's really, since the middle of last year, he's really emerged and developed in that role. So, he got to learn from Kevin for a little bit. Danny Woodhead was here to help last year, but he's really taken that on this year. And I think the best part is he really understands the magnitude and importance of that role and takes a lot of pride in it. So it's a hugely important role in our offense, and for a guy that it means so much to, I mean, you see what he's capable of in the first week of the year and then what happened last week. So, he gets single coverage. He gets out. It's a typical position because, there's blocking. You got to run the ball. You got to get your blitz pickup. Then you got to get out in the route. You got to get open. You got to catch the ball. You got to do something with it. And he can do all those things. So he's a very, very, very good football player.
We spent a lot of time asking you about Peyton and Welker on their offense. You're never going to see them. You have to go against their defense, and you've had success against that group going back three games now in the recent past.
Yeah.
Are they the same group? How much different are they? And can you expect to draw from those games where you had success?
It's a little different. The last time we played them, it's a lot of the same guys in the last year. I think we're quite a bit different, though, so it's a little bit of a different matchup in that sense. But we know what they're capable of. They got some big guys in the front. They got athletic guys. Sean Phillips and Vaughn are great pass rushers, really athletic linebackers, and then some experienced guys in the secondary. So it's a good group. It's a good group. They force you into getting rid of the ball quickly, especially when Vaughn's going. He's as dynamic as a pass rusher as there is in the league. So, like I said, we got to score some points. These guys are a good team. I think they're explosive at times. So we have to be able to go out there and put together a bunch of good plays. And the other night was pretty good. Hopefully we can do similar to that, except get the ball in the end zone.
Tom, you mentioned not knowing who you are quite yet because you've had so many guys in and out. This is the first time you got Vereen, Gronk, and Danny on the field at the same time. Were you encouraged by what you saw? Is that process of kind of figuring out who you are a little later, going on a little later this year because of all the injuries and guys going in and out?
Yeah, and we're doing a little bit better in that sense. I think our execution has gotten better over the course of the year, and we've made a bunch of improvements. And what KT did, came in the other night, wasn't sure how much he was going to play, made a couple of huge plays in the game. Aaron Dobson's done a great job. Julian's continued to be a steady, solid, dependable player for us. And then, like I said, Danny, Gronk, Shane, LeGarrette ran hard. Rid runs hard. So, we got a good group. We got a good group, and we're getting better. So that's what I'm excited about.
Tom, don't mean to harp on the Peyton thing here, but knowing yourself how difficult it is and how much work and preparation goes into sustaining success in this league, do you have a unique appreciation for a guy who's been able to do it, had a pretty good run himself for a long time here?
Sure, yeah. Well, I think there's it doesn't feel like work, because it's fun and you get to do something that you love to do. So there's a lot that goes into it, and there's a lot of time and energy, and you have good days and you have bad days, and you try not to ride that emotion up and down. So he's got those guys going. He's, since the moment he walked into that program, he's seems to have brought a different dynamic to it, and they've been winning a bunch of games. They were the first seed last year. You know, they got off to a great start this year. So, I mean, he's a great player. He's a great motivator, great leader, plays at a high level on a week-in, week-out basis. So he's, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for our team. So thank you, guys.